720-830-8320. Do it today.
Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of 2023. Yes, December 29, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the last half hour, and joining us on it right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She is a candidate running for the U.S. Senate seat, Republican candidate for this upcoming August 2024 primary election. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
Good. You had to take care of a patient.
I did, Randy. Sorry about that. Thanks for your grace. I still am practicing medicine, so yes, I had to take care of a patient.
One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is the fact that the media, I read a story earlier, I mentioned the story earlier, that we have declining news reporting here in the state of Michigan. Number one, because of the declining population. And number two, nobody's buying newspapers anymore. So many people are reading their news online, getting it from alternative sources. The newspapers are dying. They're down 25% in circulation and down almost 30% in actual people who identify as being news reporters or even journalists working for news agencies. And they said this is a trend that's been happening for a long time here in Michigan, and the closing of so many of these newspapers. And the reason I bring it up is on January 19th, the Northern Michigan Alliance of Chamber of Commerce is holding an event for U.S. Senate candidates. And I reached out and talked with your campaign manager about it. She reached out and put a call into Kyle Malin, the editor of MERS News Service, who I use for my show, one of my sources for news and prepping. And he's going to be the moderator of the event. And he's claiming it's not really his event. It's this Chamber Alliance group. But yet, basically, you're not invited to participate at this forum. And even though they've invited Peter Meyer and Mike Rogers and, of all people, Nikki Snyder, who currently sits on the State Board of Education, along with the Democrats, Hill Harper, and also U.S. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin. And the reason I explain all this to the audience and want to get your response to it, Sherry, what are they afraid of? What are they afraid of having you be invited to this forum? And what is it exactly they're trying to avoid you from saying at that forum that might affect people's thinking? I guess that's my overall question to you.
Well, Randy, I think that's a great question. We've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce over the decades, and the only thing that I can add or speculate, and it is my speculation, I can't speak for their motivation, is, Randy, they're frightened of me. They know I'm taking this by storm. The senatorial debate that we had in Grand Rapids, I walked away with 39% of the straw poll. The next two candidates combined reached my score. They know that I am the force to be reckoned with. I am the rightful next U.S. senator. With the experience that I have, there's no one that's going to beat Elisa Slotkin like I can. With the credentials I have as a physician, a female physician at that, Randy, my only speculation is they're concerned about hearing from me. So the only way to do that is not have me there. But I think we will be there. And I think we're working with Kyle to make certain that I am there so that the voters get the opinion. The voters get to decide that, not the chamber, not those that want to yield the power and the puppet strings, but that the people get to hear us side by side, and the choice will be clear.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I know you are very excited about is you've produced a YouTube video talking to physicians, and you plan to share that with a lot of physicians across the country, many others that are in the political world, Dr. Ben Carson and others. You are going to send this out and it's a plea to physicians specifically. What is it, the messaging? What is it that you said in that video that you'd like the people to know what your message is to doctors across America?
Randy, thank you for asking that. You know, we have 100 senators in the country. And how fantastic would it be if one of those senators were a female physician that lived and served during COVID? Randy, everybody's concerned about the next plandemic, and I can respond to that with the authority of not only having lived and served during COVID, but the authority as a physician. So the whole physician group, Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, Urso, just a whole group of physicians that are well-known that have led the country in truth regarding COVID are all endorsing me. And I've been in touch with Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson knows me personally, saying that he's doesn't typically endorse during the primary, but he understands. He also understands that I'm the candidate. I also saw him recently at AmFest with Charlie Kirk and the Turning Point Action and Turning Point USA. So the physicians understand the importance and the benefit of having a physician serve in U.S. Senate. Look at everything Rand Paul has done. There needs to be more physicians in Senate that'll lead us in truth and protect our medical freedoms from going to the World Health Organization. Our medical sovereignty is being relinquished and has been relinquished to the World Health Organization. That is absurdity. We need to take that back.
Yeah. Well, one thing I know for a fact, and I watched many, many hours of the hearings in front of these committees. And Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, I believe he's an eye doctor, I believe. He just absolutely took Dr. Fauci to task in questioning him and being relentless. And I just sit there and I think about it. And I said, man, would I love to see Dr. Sherry O'Donnell on that panel of U.S. senators joining Dr. Rand Paul, coming at it from a different angle, somebody who actually had to deal with COVID back in 2020, and be able to question him and hold him accountable as well. The other component to this, Sherry, it has to do with the money. Look at how much money this campaign is going to cost and how much money is being invested in this campaign. And this is basically what your appeal is to these fellow physicians.
Absolutely, Randy. Randy, to validate even our signatures is going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're looking at raising and needing $300,000 by the first week in January to go ahead and stay completely viable, to get our signatures validated so they're turned in and behind us and we can move on to speaking to the constituents. So there is a plea for money. The physician group that I just mentioned, they're the ones that actually asked me to produce the video that they can share it with their friends and their colleagues. So when I was down in Florida, in Ocala, Florida, where they did a medical freedom conference. There were 900 people there. People are interested, concerned, and wanting to give. They just need to know where and how. So, yes, Randy, it was twofold, to get the awareness up and also to get our financial donations up.
Now, one of the other components to this, and I don't understand, if you go to your website for your campaign, and that's very simple, folks. It's Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. When you go there, you have listed all of these issues, all of these things that you're concerned about, what you will do to fight for the people. You got medical freedom. Okay, that is, of course, right up your alley, you know, being a physician serving during COVID. But you've got protect your wallet, create term limits, secure our borders, reduce inflation, prioritize public safety, protect our children, help our veterans. And then you have another button that says view all key issues. I've been to Myers. I've been to Rogers. I've been to James Craig's websites, especially Rogers. Sherry, they don't have any of these items listed there. They don't have anything listed as to what they will stand up and fight for.
Well, what does that tell you ultimately? They will stand up and fight for nothing. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything. Randy, if they were to put their issues on there and then they were to change according to their audience, like the chameleon, they absolutely would be busted. When you have nothing, you could say, oh, I didn't say that. Randy, to have nothing to let the people know that those are the things that you would fight for and the things that you believe are important to the people, when you have nothing there, that basically says you stand for nothing. When you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And this way, they're also absolutely responsive to the whims of the people and will change like the wind direction of the wind.
Unbelievable. Well, I, for one, as everybody knows, in full disclosure, I have personally endorsed you for this race. And one thing that I find very interesting, Mike Rogers and I spoke on Mackinac Island, man-to-man, face-to-face. His campaign manager, Christopher Gustaf, was standing right there. I gave them both my business card. He looked me in the eye and said he would come on the show. Sherry, that was back in September. This is the last show of 2023, and I'm still waiting for him to contact me to come on the show. Here's the other problem I have with this, and it's not an ego thing for me. I mean, I'm nothing. I'm a little talk show in northern Michigan. But the point of the matter is we have podcasts. We have websites. We have the ability to share links with people. This information could be forwarded for his campaign all over the place, but the guy won't even come on. But yet, in the news story that I reported by MERS News Service, it says he's only been invited and hasn't even agreed to attend and show up. How many of these other venues that you've been to statewide has Mike Rogers not even shown up at?
Mr. Rogers has not shown up to anything that I've been at yet, inclusive of the senatorial debate in Grand Rapids that was set up by Kent County. It was an amazing senatorial debate, amazing format. He's also not been in Saginaw when he vowed that he was going to be. You know, to not be able to, I understand the schedules. Our schedule is crazy right now with the different events, but to give your word and not be there, I think is reflective of the character of Mr. Rogers. And I think if we're seeing that now in a race that he tells people and the GOP heads that have put these things on that he's going to be there and doesn't even show, doesn't call and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to be there, all of that is unexcusable, absolutely unexcusable. And if he's doing that now in the race, what more is he going to do if he should, God forbid, get in a Senate? We need to knock him out of the race, and people need to sign on to my campaign, need to fund me and get me across the finish line.
Absolutely. Again, the website is DocSherry2024.com. Folks, you can go there and donate $5, $10, $20. It doesn't matter. Tell your friends about it. Share this website. We're going to put out the YouTube video. We are focused on basically getting this information to doctors, physicians, fellow physicians, so they can understand they have one of their own in the race, and hopefully it'll make a difference. Hopefully Dr. Ben Carson, maybe he will make an exception. Maybe he will endorse you, Sherry. Hopefully that will occur. Go ahead and wrap up, Sherry.
Thank you, Randy. I suspect he will. I just want to wish everybody a prosperous and healthy 2024, and God bless our 2024. God bless our elections. Thank you. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of 2023. Last segment of today, last segment of this week. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, I want to thank you for being part of our radio family, telling everybody about the station, about the show, getting the information out there to people. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. I want to thank you, Vicky, and I want to thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts for being part of it. We are excited about Monday's show. I'm so excited, I'm not even going to be able to hardly sleep over the weekend. But we will do it. We will get to it. 9 o'clock Monday morning, January 1st, New Year's Day 2024. Game on. The plan. I'll be laying out the outline of the plan. We will be talking about it throughout the year. Starts with education, and again, class. Text me the word class. I'll text you the flyer and the link to acconservatives.org. February 3rd in St. Ignace. We are going to be at the Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace. Doors are going to open at 9:30. You'll check in. You'll get your book, your guide, your Michigan State Constitution. All the details are on the website. You make a donation for the class, for the books, the guide, the state constitution. We will start at 10 o'clock. We will go until about 11:30, 11:45, take a break, 15, 20 minutes, and then back at it. 1:30, we will be done. This is a crash course in Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I'll be teaching the class as the Speaker of the House this legislative year, 2023, as Joe Tate, the Democrat Speaker of the House. You will see exactly how they were able to pass hundreds of bills of legislation that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law. You will learn exactly what to do and how to do it when you have the power, when you have the gavel in your hand. We will go into how meetings are to be run. When you're a new board, when you get elected, how you elect a chair or president of that organization, of that board, how you adopt Robert's Rules of Order as the method by which the meetings will be run, and you write new bylaws. You don't amend them, you write new ones. Why? Because according to Robert's Rules of Order, if you amend rules, it requires a two-third majority vote. If you pass new ones, it's a simple majority vote. It's that simple. We teach you all that. We teach you exactly what needs to be in these agendas, what doesn't need to be in these agendas, and why we have to eliminate one of the customs or traditions of approving an agenda is on the agenda. That is not in Robert's Rules of Order, folks. You will stop doing it. You don't amend an agenda that's been publicly put out there, given advance notice to members of a board, county commissioners, get their agenda 2, 3, 4 days ahead of time. Why? So they can be prepared to participate in the meeting. If you amend the agenda, people may not be prepared. Sorry, we're not amending any agendas anymore. It's not on the agenda. This is the agenda. You've come prepared for the agenda. These are the things we're talking about. If you want something else added to the agenda, submit it to the chairman. It'll be considered taken under advisement for next month's meeting. If the chair wants to bring it up, that's how much power and authority the chair has. This will be taught to you. And it's part of the plan. So again, text me class. I'll text you the flyer and the link to the website. You go there, you read the information, you follow the instructions, you make your donation, you get your receipt, that's your ticket, and we will order the materials for you. And we will see you Saturday, February 3rd, 9:30, Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace, Michigan. This is all part of the plan, folks. And I'm going to be doing these classes all across the state of Michigan, but I wanted to focus first on our listening area. We did the one in Gaylord on December 2nd. We're doing the second one on February 3rd, 2024 in St. Ignace. And I need you guys to share this information and to attend this class and bring a friend. You can bring your spouse for free. You guys are going to share a book. You're married. I'm sure you don't mind sitting next to each other, reading over each other's shoulder. The spouses can come. You're paying for the books, the training, the information. I'm giving it to you for free. But I want you to be able to walk into meetings with a Robert's Rules of Order book, a reference guide, and a Michigan state constitution. You show that to the chair walking in the door to future meetings. They will crap their pants because you will know more about running that meeting than they do. Unless, of course, they attend the class. So we're excited. Can't wait for Monday's show. Going to take some time off and relax a little bit, watch some football, college bowl games, and be ready to go 9 o'clock Monday morning. Come be a part of it. If you can't listen live, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, hit the play button, or better yet, click on podcast. Listen on demand. Well, that's it for 2023. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday on the radio. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across